So Jeff wants to know, how do you keep track of potential clients and follow up? Do I use any CRM software? And I'm doing a really bad job of this. Right now what I'm doing is basically, if I see somebody I want to reach out to, I'll send them an email, and then I will star that email in Gmail or Google Apps, because they're the same thing. And then whenever I decide to do some follow up, if I have some downtime, or I'm just setting aside a block of time to do that, I'll go into my starred emails or my sent emails and just look for things that haven't been replied to that are starred. And I'll go in there and just write a quick follow-up email from right there. That makes it pretty easy. You know, I can see who the last person that sent an email was. If there's somebody that I've been emailing back and forth with, I can see that I was the last person to send an email usually. And I'll just go in there and write the message right then and there. And I really have to use the Gmail app on mobile on my phone instead of the built-in mail apps. I mean, if you're an Android user, then the email app is already that. But if you're an iPhone user, then I recommend getting the Gmail app if you're using Gmail or Google Apps email, just because it has a few extra features and the drafts sync properly. And they just don't do that on the other apps. So if I am following up at 10 o'clock at night or 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and I don't want to send that email yet, then I'll save the draft in the app, and then it'll be there when I actually go to the desktop interface the next morning if I'm sending emails on my computer. And the other apps, I don't think, do that. So it's pretty important to me that I actually use their first-party Gmail app to get that done. And because all of my outreach is personal, like I very, very rarely will send the same email to two people, I'm trying to make it personal and make it worth their time to actually open it and read it. I think doing that as a draft is a really big deal for me mentally, because I can fit it in, I can save the draft, I can go to my computer and read it over before I send it the next morning. You know, I've got a little distance from it, I can edit it a little bit. It gives me a little more flexibility to use dictation in my phone to make it easy to get it into the email body, but then have the flexibility to edit and proofread and all that before I send it and change some things up. And, you know, 9 o'clock the next morning when I'm about to send it off, I might think, oh, this would be a really great thing to share with them. I'll go grab the link, drop it in. And that's easy compared to waking up at 9 a.m. and sending a bunch of emails that I haven't even written yet. So there are other tools that do more than that, but I don't really need that, since everything I'm doing is primarily relationship building more than it's trying to close deals. I don't really need to get into all the pipeline management and all the auto follow-up and suck all the emails in and analyze who's had activity over the last X days and sales scripts and all of that stuff. I don't need that. All I really need is the follow-up, which you can do right from your sent email tab. So when you see that you haven't sent an email to somebody in a while, or that you sent an email and they didn't reply, you know, you just go into that email and write a quick follow-up. It doesn't have to be more than two sentences. And people overlook this. They just keep sending out outreach email after outreach email after outreach email to new people, and they never go back into their sent email and just send a quick two-second, two-sentence follow-up message to the 9 billion people that they already emailed, who, you know, realistically, some of the best deals I've ever gotten, some of the best work I've ever gotten, some of the best relationships I've ever built with people who end up sending clients to me, sending work to me, contracting me directly, or just telling their clients, go work with these people, came from the second or the third email that I sent to people. And sometimes I get people that email me back and say, hey, I don't know how you got my email address, but fuck off, I hate you. That's happened a couple of times, but more often than not, since I'm reaching out to busy people, they didn't see it the first time, or they were in a meeting the first time, or they were swarmed by customers the first time, or they just, you know, it was their one day off for the quarter when I emailed them, or whatever, and the second time they actually think, oh crap, I meant to get back to this guy, I better get back to him right now while he's got my attention. And then that's how work gets to me. So many times that's happened. I feel like I've probably gotten better and more projects from people who only contacted me after my second or third email than I did from people who contacted me after my first email. Because the people that want to email you back but don't email you back the first time are the people who are already busy, who are doing the work and have work to actually give to you. So that's about all I got on this.